also angels are weird. I mean, in terms of the, we talked about things we can't necessarily see. We're lucky as humans we get angels. Raccoons, again, are right out of luck. Unless there's a very, very thoughtful, beneficent creator with a sense of humor. Raccoon angel that comes down when you really need it and gives you like scraps of old pizza from some gigantic garbage bin in the sky. The angel of the Holy Grail saw Galahad come riding, so he took the Holy Grail off the shelf. And inside the holy chapel made for Holy Grail hiding, the angel could be seen to smile to himself. If you're the great Sir Galahad from now on, said the angel, may all angels call me blessed of my race. The great Sir Galahad, I warn you, keep on riding. If you are, I hope you let me see your face. Galahad took off his helmet, said, good angel, look upon me. Fear not, for I bring tidings of great joy. For long years the grail you've guarded, now you get to let me drink it. How happy must be angels thus employed. Oh, the favors that you shower upon me, a simple angel, said the angel, your magnificence abounds. Take your boots off, great Sir Galahad, by your astounding beauty, whatever ground you stand on turns to holy ground. Galahad took off his boots and he watched the ground quite closely, and the angel smiled to himself again. He said, I can't believe I'm asking, but Sir Galahad, please tell me, what is it that makes you want to go to heaven? In heaven there's no lamb chops, Queen Guinevere's for hand jobs, marijuana, Kenny Rogers, or ecstasy. Me, this seems more error than night here in the tree. Yes, and what about the stable boys? I know you think they're handsome. Some of them, they think you're awful handsome too. And sitting up in heaven, you'll still think about them often when you're an angel, thinking's all that you can do. At this, Sir Galahad got angry. Angel, he said, don't you tempt me. I wish to go to heaven and not to hell. So when women call me handsome, when the stable boys look lonesome, I'll hold my virtue very firmly by myself. I guarantee you'll hold it often, said the angel, one more thing. Before you drink the wine, please take your armor off. I gotta carry you to heaven, and despite what you'd imagine, I have trouble bearing heavy things aloft. Sir Galahad stood naked in a pile of his armor, his boots and helmet scattered all around. His perfect lips, they sipped the grail. His perfect heart commenced to fail. His perfect body fell upon the ground. The angel lit a cigarette, and when he was sure Galahad was dead, he picked all of his clothes up off the floor. Then I put on his boots and armor, I laid his body on the altar, put his helmet on, and I headed for the door.
Thank you very much.